Thanks to those Park City High School students for helping us jump into today's headlines. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. First up, we are heading to Iraq. Authorities there are investigating a series of bombings that rocked the Middle Eastern country on Tuesday. These attacks happened in more than a dozen locations across Iraq. One official said they were coordinated, and he blamed them on the terrorist group Al-Qaeda in Iraq. But as of yesterday morning, no one had independently claimed responsibility for causing this violence. At least 45 people were killed by the bombings. More than 200 others were wounded. Several of the attacks targeted police or government buildings. This all happened on the 9th anniversary of when U.S.-led forces invaded Iraq and 3 months after U.S. troops left the country. Iraq is also getting ready to host a meeting of Arab leaders next week. Some officials are worried that Tuesday's attacks could raise security concerns about that meeting. Turning now to the crisis in Syria, international groups have accused Syrian government forces of abusing human rights, things like kidnappings and torture. Now, those same groups are accusing the people fighting against the government of the same abuses. They're urging everyone to stop. A lot of the video we've shown you from Syria has been from YouTube. That's because international journalists don't have a lot of access inside the country. Phil Hahn looks at the role that social media has played in this crisis.
First, it was Tunisia, then Egypt. This time last year, much of the region was engulfed in upheaval and uprising, spurred on and inspired by what they saw and read on social media. No more so than in Syria. Thousands of YouTube videos have been published by Syrians through what little technology they have. Those videos show the suffering and devastation at the hands of government troops. Most news organizations have been banned from reporting inside the country, which has led Syrians to become citizen journalists, risking their lives every time they post blogs or hit record on their phones.
From YouTube to Facebook to Twitter, to SAT equipment, to hidden cams, all of that played a crucial role because those are the tools that told the world what is going on inside the country.
You can see over there another rocket landed in one of the civilians' houses. This has been going on all day long. Why isn't the world helping us? Where's the humanity in the world?
One activist named Danny documented the dire situation and became known as the Voice of Home. The situation was so dangerous that he fled the country.
If there was no internet and there was no SAT equipment inside the country, which most of the uploads of videos happen via SAT equipment, then the world wouldn't know what is going on inside Syria. And the bloodshed would be much bigger and Al-Assad will kill much, much more people.
Phil Hahn, CNN, London.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mrs. Lentz's students at Pilgrim Academy in Houston, Texas. Which U.S. state is highlighted on this map? You know what to do. Is it Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, or Wisconsin? You've got 3 seconds. Go. You're looking at Illinois, a state that's home to more than 12 million people. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
And that population is one of the reasons why a lot of delegates were at stake in the Illinois Republican primary. Bigger population equals more delegates, and Illinois offered 54. For the leading candidates, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Senator Rick Santorum, the momentum of a win could be just as important as the actual delegate count. The results from Illinois came in after we produced this show. You can check them out on our homepage, though. Go to the Spotlight section, click on the CNN Election Center link at cnnstudentnews.com. Every year, the U.S. Congress is supposed to come up with a budget. It starts with Democratic and Republican leaders offering budget proposals. We reported on President Obama's plan earlier this year. Yesterday, Republicans in the House of Representatives released their proposal for the budget. The price tag, just over $3.5 trillion. It includes some changes to how Americans pay taxes, and it would cancel a scheduled cut in spending for the Defense Department. Instead, Republicans have suggested making cuts to other government programs. Political experts, though, say neither budget proposal, the House Republicans or the President's, has much chance of being passed by Congress. The nation's capital might be feeling some tension inside, but outside, a symbol of friendship is in full bloom. And up to 1 million visitors are expected to visit D.C. to check this out. It is the National Cherry Blossom Festival. started this week, runs through late April. This year's event is a true milestone because it marks the 100th anniversary of when these trees were planted. The cherry blossoms were a gift from Japan. They're meant to be a symbol of international friendship and the beauty of nature.